Okay, so you know how we do these deep dives, right? We
Yeah.
take your suggestions, and well, this time we got something pretty wild.
Wild's one way to put it,
It is, right? It's from a collection of stories. The book is called Anthology
Okay.
by David Noel Lynch.
Not the director.
No, not the film director. Totally different, David Lynch.
Cut it.
But this chapter, Noelian Algorithmic Democracy. Wow. It's like someone took democracy, shook it up, and added a whole bunch of AI and, I don't know, maybe some psychedelics too.
Yeah, it's definitely not your typical political theory. The chapter mentions it's based on a, get this, a schizophrenic savant's dying vision. So yeah, pretty out there.
And to make things even weirder,
Yeah.
this whole thing is set against the backdrop of something called the Noelian Universe Theory. Time's all messed up. Infinity is just one thing, and apparently everything is conscious. It's
Yeah.
a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is almost like its own little reality.
Exactly. So for this deep dive, we're going to try and make sense of well, how this democracy even works. Specifically, how people in this system, citizens in this Noelian algorithmic democracy, they call it KAD, how they contribute ideas and stuff. The book calls it planting seeds and cultivating conceptual seeds within their big network, which is HUE, HUE.
Chupo, okay.
Right. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is this seed planting thing?
Well, think of it like this. Any citizen who's certified can propose a new law or a policy, any idea they have, really. And what's cool is that it doesn't have to be just words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the chapter mentions images, even simulations, like computer simulations. They can even submit code, like computer programs. So it's not just about writing a long document or something. It's way more open than that.
That's actually really interesting. I mean, it makes sense. It's like, you know, why limit people to just words,
Well,
right? Especially if you're
exactly.
dealing with complex ideas.
Exactly. And all of this happens within you, which is basically the online space where everyone in KD interacts.
Okay, so it's like their internet.
Kind of, but much more secure. It's all accessed through a personal device. They call it an uke.
A nuke.
Yeah. And from what the text describes, it's seriously locked down. Heavy encryption, Tor protection, even stuff about resisting GLLM interference.
It's GLLM.
It stands for giant language model manipulation. So I guess they're worried about those big AI models messing with
Oh,
things.
right. Yeah, that makes sense. You wouldn't want some AI controlling the information, right?
Exactly. And these ukes, they have some really interesting features. Open source LLMs for personal assistance. They even have a modified Kodiak.
Kodiak, like the media player thing.
Yeah, but in this case, it's described as a digital samizdat, a way for people to share information outside of, official channels.
Oh, I see, like a way to get around censorship or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then there's encrypted communication tools, of course. And then there's something called the Noelian interface, which I guess lets them navigate all this information. But because it's based on this Noelian universe theory with all its weirdness about time and infinity, it probably looks, well, pretty different from what we're used to.
Yeah, that sounds trippy. So they've got this secure network, these UNIKICs with all these cool tools. But how do people actually become certified to propose these seeds?
It's not like a, a traditional test or anything. They have this thing called the Noelian resonance score. It's not about what you know, but more about how you think.
How you think? What does that even mean?
Well, they look for things like paradoxical thinking, pattern recognition, being open to unorthodox ideas, stuff like that. Empathy and interconnectedness are important too, and intuitive reasoning.
So basically, they're looking for people who can think outside the box, who can see connections that others might miss, and who can, I guess, understand different perspectives.
Exactly. And to measure this, they use these, get this, these interactive simulations, games, and exercises inspired by David Noel Lynch's art.
Oh, wow, that's kind of fitting, given the whole, you know, weirdness of this system.
Right. And the score itself, it's not fixed. It goes up or down depending on how much you participate in Hue.
So the more you engage, the better your resonance. Makes sense. So let's say you get a good enough score, you plant a seed. What happens then?
Then it goes into something called structured deliberation, which is basically how they discuss and debate these proposals. But it's not just a free-for-all, it's a fractalized discussion system.
Fractalized.
Yeah, like any point in the discussion can branch off into its own separate thread, so things don't get too chaotic.
Well, that's actually pretty clever. So you can really dive deep into specific aspects of an idea without, you know, derailing the whole conversation.
Right. And they use these things called resonance tags to show agreement or disagreement. So you can kind of see where the consensus is or where there's, pushback.
Interesting. So they've got these discussions, but then they also do something called dream weaving. And this is where it gets really, really weird.
It does. It's like AI-guided meditation and visualization. The idea is to help people understand the emotional and social consequences of a seed. You know, like what would it actually feel like if this idea became reality?
Whoa. So it's not just about the logic, it's about the feeling, the impact on people.
Exactly. They're trying to, I guess, make the process more holistic, less, cold and calculating.
That's actually pretty cool, though, if you think about it. So they have all this discussion, they do the dream weaving thing, and then they vote, right?
They do vote, but that's not the end of it. It's more like input. All this activity and hue, the voting, the discussions, it all feeds into a larger system.
Okay, so what happens next?
Well, first the seed goes to Semina, which is like the sorting machine. It categorizes everything and prepares it for the next stage, which is Anthropos Prime.
Anthropos Prime, that sounds intimidating. What is that?
It's a council of 9 AI agents. Each agent has its own specialty, you know, like economics or ethics or whatever. They analyze the seed from all these different angles.
So it's like having a panel of experts, but
Yeah.
AI experts weighing in on the idea.
Yeah, something like that. And then keeping an eye on the whole process, there's Radio Free Earth. It's described as a group of artificial superintelligence. ASIs are like the ultimate oversight. They provide something called a collective truth stream.
A collective truth stream. That's pretty heavy.
It is. I guess it's meant to, challenge assumptions, keep everyone honest, and make sure the whole system is working as intended.
So from planting a seed in Hue to this collective truth stream, it's quite a journey.
It really is this Noelian algorithmic democracy. It's so far removed from how we do things now. It's
Yeah.
amazing and a little scary all at the same time.
It is, right? It makes you wonder, like, what would happen if we actually tried something like this? Could it work? Would it be better?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it definitely makes you think, right? Like, what does it even mean to participate in a democracy when you have AI involved at every level? What about the potential for bias or manipulation or, unforeseen
Yeah,
consequences?
there's so many questions. I mean, this whole cultivating conceptual seeds thing, it's fascinating, but it also feels like, I don't know, like we're on the edge of something totally unknown. And that's what makes it so interesting to think about.
Absolutely. It's a glimpse into a possible future, and whether that future is utopian or dystopian, well, that's for each of us to decide.
And that, I think, is a perfect place to leave it for our listeners to ponder.